Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, we give honor and thanks unto the Lord for being on the broadcast. All myself being ready. Good morning. I'm not good morning. Oh, I'm trying to do this Facebook online like I used to. I'd rather just do what I used to do. I don't know what we're doing. Just go live. All right, I guess I'm on live. I don't know. All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Truly give honor and thanks for being on the broadcast. Y'all know I'm still moving in this room. So anyway, looks a little rolled off. But anyway, we are here. I'm not sure what all this other stuff is. They pop up. I wish the live would go back to the way it was. But anyway, we're going to move on. So anyway, you know, I've been moving for months. I have so much stuff, I'm still moving. But anyway, glory be to God. Thank you all for joining me here on Facebook Live, on Instagram Live, and on Blog Talk Radio. We thank God for being on the broadcast. I'm just tickled to be back. I even was at church this morning. I was so tickled about that. I've been working like two jobs for a year. And so it's been a lot going on and me moving, and it's just been a lot going on. But anyway, the Lord is amazing. I'm telling you, he's always good, and he's so faithful, and I'm so thankful that I am his child. And so I started this series that we're going to be talking about. I started it really back in October, I think it was when I did the first video. And then all the stuff started happening with the sale of the house and all this kind of stuff was going on. So it's just a lot going on. But anyway, I'm so thankful to be on the broadcast and to be here talking about. We're going to talk about today. Our Heart After God. That's our new series. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that for a couple of weeks. But God is so amazing, and I'm just so thankful to be on here. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you. We magnify you. We praise your holy name. You are the omnipotent God, the omniscient God. You are the almighty God. You are the sovereign God. And God, I glorify you. I'm just so thankful, God, for all that you do and all that you are and how you protect us and how you care for us and how you do so many amazing things for us. And sometimes we feel like it. I don't know if we appreciate you enough, but God, I thank you. I appreciate you. I couldn't live this life without you, and I'm so glad to be your child. I'm glad to be your daughter. I'm so glad. Hallelujah. Oh, I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey. Hallelujah with God. So I'm just so thankful. Lord, we ask you to bless each and everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, those who are listening to the broadcast now, those who will listen to it later, Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one of them. You know what they stand in need. You know what their need is in their life, oh God. And your word declares that you will supply all I need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, you are our shepherd, we shall not want. Then you told us, Lord, if we delight ourselves also in thee, you will give us the desires of our heart. So we're so thankful for all of that, God. But Lord, we're so great, thankful for your faithfulness in bringing us through these times that we've been going through over the last 2-3 years. Oh, God, it's been a lot, but God, you've been faithful. And so we thank you for your faithfulness. You haven't left us. You haven't forsaken us, Lord, and we're so thankful for that. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we ask you to bless all of those who have lost loved ones, lost loved ones, oh, God. Lord, comfort is only you can. Heal is only you can. Strengthen them is only you can, God. Lord, we ask you to bless those that are in the hospitals currently, Lord. They're in there right now. But, Lord, we know that your healing virtue can flow through each and every room, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and bring forth healing, God, as never before. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. So we send your word into every hospital room, the word that says, but with your stripes we are healed. So, God, we thank you for healing. Lord, we thank you for the testimonies of healing breaking forth all over this land and country because you have went in and touched them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bless the new babies being born today. We ask you to bless Bishop Mason, Lord, as his wife's water just broken. She's on his way to the hospital. Hallelujah for the birth of his new baby. We thank you for a healthy delivery right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless, hallelujah, all our every pastor, every prophet, every teacher, every evangelist, and every pastor, Lord Jesus, that brought forth the word of God, every apostle that brought forth the word of God this morning. Oh, God, strengthen them, rejuvenate them, oh, God, pour back into them, God. I ask you to bless my pastor, Bishop Jake's daughter, as he poured out that word this morning. Bless him and bless the Potter's House Church family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless all the ministers, the churches that came forth this morning that was open and they were praising and worshiping thee. God, we thank you for your presence being felt. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, leading, guiding, and correcting us and strengthening us and taking us through every day. God, I'm just so thankful. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to bless our neighborhoods to be safe, oh God. Lord, keep us safe all around about us, oh God. Even over here where I live at now, Lord Jesus, there were fires that broke out, and three home and housing additions had to evacuate. But God, I thank you for your keeping power. I thank you for your protection. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you because you are worthy, worthy, worthy. Hallelujah. Oh God, to be praised, and we're so grateful, Father. So, Lord, bless this word that will come forth, Lord. Let it fall on good ground, Lord, and let it be a nourishment until our bodies. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Oh, glory, glory, glory to God. We're just so thankful for all of those that are joining in, those that are calling in, those that are logging in. We're just so thankful for all of those. So we're just so thankful. And I know I keep saying the same thing, but anyway, thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing. So we want to talk about, I think, and I put the other video out there, the first video I did, because I didn't want to go back over it again. But anyway, but, you know, we talked about initially about, you know, the importance of our physical heart, and then we talked about the importance of our spiritual heart, which is found in our mind, our will, our intellect, in our mind, and in those places where it sits the seat of the spiritual heart. And so we thank God for just how he blesses us and how he keeps us in these areas and how he has kept us over this time. But anyway, so we want to talk about a pure heart. And so I looked it up and I was doing my little research about a pure heart. And so it talked about, when we talk about a pure heart, we're talking about a heart that is purely after God. It is purely focused on his divine will and his divine purpose for our lives. That's what it says, a pure heart. The pure in heart are happy, for they shall see God. That's what it's saying, as I read in my notes. And it says that here, holiness and happiness are fully described and put together. The heart must be purified by faith and kept for God. Create in me such a clean heart. That's what David said over in Psalm 51. And then it says, oh God, but none but the pure in heart, pure are capable of seeing God. And so when I thought about what actually is a pure heart, it says that first of all, a pure heart is that heart that is just solely after God. We're thinking about God. Our purpose and our plan are in God. And so if we think about Matthew 6:33, where it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. And so we think about that. It's a pure heart is that heart that is fully seeking after God. It wants what God wants. It's that heart that I just want to be found doing the will of God. I don't have no other agenda on my own but what God's plan and purpose is. And so that is what a pure heart. So we're seeking him after in a pure place. And, you know, I know that when we think about it, and when we think about pure gold, and when it talks about that, A pure heart has no mixture. It's not wanting fame and fortune and wanting God. It's not wanting both of them. It just wants God. Whatever comes about with that right there, that's what God brings about. But a pure heart just wants God. And so it talks about, you know, a pure heart, you know, how can it be pure? Because, you know, when things have a mixture in it, like if we think about gold, when we think about gold and you see in the description when you're getting ready to buy maybe a gold necklace or some gold earrings, but it says it's overlaid with gold, that means it's got some other metal in it. That means it's not pure. That means it has some alloy or some of those things like that in that, and then they put the gold over top of it. So it's really not pure gold. I know when we get to pure gold, the Bible talks about that we want to look like pure gold. And pure gold is that gold that's tried in the fire. And then the impurities come up to the top. And then they put it in a hotter heat. And then the impurities come up to the top. And then it begins to be pure. And so when we think about our heart, if we think about us being tried in the fire and us being tried by the things of life and the things that go on in our life, we're tried by those things. We go through trials and we go through tribulations. And so as we go through that and as we win in those situations, those impurities will rise to the top and our heart will begin to get more and more pure because it is a heart after God. When you think about things that you are putting before, I mean, you want this so bad. It's like somebody that they just, you know, they want a Gucci purse or they want a diamond ring or they want a Mercedes or they want these things so bad. They want a husband or a wife, and they put that desire that they want so much that they, it's just every day that they're thinking about, they're wanting it. Are they really putting that before God? And so we have to think about that, and only we can answer those types of things when it comes to that type of stuff. What are we doing? Are we putting things before God? Are we putting things, are we just still seeking God in such a way that we, you know, nothing else matters. If we get those things, we get those things. But I want God more. When we take the time to stand before God, when we take the time to get up early or to stay up later, whichever person you are, you might be a morning person, you might be a late. I'm a morning person. So I'm going to get up early enough to seek God, to pray, and to get some get my download from him. And you might be a late person, a later person that, you know, you just say in the morning, you don't want to get up early. But you stay up late. And you still have that same experience with him. You're wanting the presence of God. You want to sit at the feet of God. You want to be in his presence enough to say, Lord, I just want you to tell me. I want to hear from you. I want to know what your heart is and what you want from me today. I want to be used for your glory. I want to be a vessel under honor, side in need for your use. So these are the things that we want. When we say we want a pure heart, the Bible says a pure heart will see God. And I want to see God. I don't know what nobody else wants to do, but I want to. And so anyway, but we want that type of heart that I want God. You know what I'm saying? It don't mean nothing to me if I'll never get a Mercedes. It don't mean nothing to me if I'll never get that. But what I want is that pure relationship with God, that one that had that no matter what is going on, I want him. That's a kingdom-minded relationship when we think about it, because that's what the Bible is talking about when it talks about it says the Gentiles seek after folks. The Gentiles are worried about how they're going to eat and what they're going to wear and all those types of things. It talks about that over in Matthew, the 6th chapter. But God is wanting somebody that is seeking him first. When we seek material things, we're seeking his hand. But when we seek out of a pure heart, we are seeking his face. And I want to seek his face because I want the rest of it will come. You see, we got to understand the rest of it will come if we purely seek after God. And we're not seeking after God to get the rest of it. That's not what we're doing. But we're seeking after God because we want to be found doing his will. We want to be found in the place of God where he knows, where we know him. I always say, Lord, I just draw me closer to you. Draw me closer to you because I want to be found close to you. I want to know what you're thinking and what you want me to do. And I want the Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. So that's what I really want. I know all this other stuff is nice, but if I can just get, that's what I'm seeking for. I don't know about nobody else. And I ain't going to be on here long today because I just want to talk about a pure heart and what it takes to do that. And so to be a pure in heart is to be a single in purpose. It's to be single in purpose. And our single goal of accomplishing God's will for his glory. I often say when I go through the trials of life, I say this is for my good, but it's for God's glory. Hallelujah, because when I come through these things, it's for God's glory. I think about, I don't know why I think about this particular story, but I thought about Jonah when he went to Nineveh. Had he not went to Nineveh, when, you know, this is what I love about God. You know, he is so profound in how he talks to us. When Jonah got to Nineveh and he began to proclaim the gospel there, proclaim what God was telling him as a prophet, he began to proclaim it. Nineveh didn't sit around there and say, well, he ain't talking to me. Oh, no, he ain't talking about me. Mm-mm. The king right there said, mm-mm. We're going down in sackcloth and ashes because we're going to get down and we're going to humble ourselves so in hopes that God will turn this wrath around. And so, it was just such a beautiful thing because they knew they was cutting up. They knew they was a mess. So we don't need them to have no discussion about where they were. They knew where they were. And because of that, God turned that situation around for Nineveh. They began to turn that wicked nation around. God can do the same thing for us. He can do the same thing for your family members. He can do the same thing for your children. He can do the same thing on your job, whatever it is. God can begin to turn those things around for us because he is an amazing God. All we got to do is come to him with a pure heart. And when we do that, He knows that we have a heart that's after him and not that heart that's just seeking after stuff. You know, the world is so full of so many distractions and material things and, you know, and how they've made the material things. You know, one thing I remember hearing somebody say something about a rich person. That rich person, you know, they go around, they got some Levi jeans on, 501, all in a T-shirt, and that's how they coming out. It's the people that really don't have as much as trying to buy the designer things. And there's nothing wrong with having none. It ain't no wrong with you getting no Gucci purse. Ain't no wrong with you getting a Mercedes. Nothing, there ain't nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But where is your heart when it comes to the things that you're asking God for? Is your heart coming out of a pure place? Or is your heart seeking God's hand for things? Because, you know, things are going to pass away. But our heart being in the right place with God is going to get us into the kingdom of heaven so we can see him. And I just want to leave this message today. Wait a minute, let me see what else. I have some more notes. I ain't going to get excited and I move on. Because if we think about, let me see, I want to say something. What's something I really want to say? Being pure in heart involves having singleness of heart toward God. A pure heart has no hypocrisy, no guile, no hidden motive. A pure heart is marked by transparency and an uncompromising desire to please God in all things. It is more than external purity of behavior. It is internal purity of the soul. That's what it means to have a pure heart and to have a heart that is after God. And so, we have to have that. Our spirit is an organ which we receive Christ. That's how we receive Christ. And so because our spirit, man, we're crying after God. We want change in our life. We want to give up the old way for the new way. We want God to make put Jesus to come into our heart and purify us, sanctify us for his purpose and for his will. That's what I want. I want that. I said, Lord, please help my heart to be in the right place with you. You know, God said David was a man after his own heart. And David did a whole lot of stuff that wasn't right. You know, he messed it up. And so sometimes we mess it up. I mess it up. We mess it up. But our heart has got to be in the right place. You understand, God looks, a man look on the outward appearance, but God looks at your heart. So when you're dealing with God, he's looking inwardly, not outwardly. Now, this outward thing is going to perish, but that inward situation is the thing that can go to heaven. And so we want to be found on our way to the kingdom of God and be, hello, Gabriel, and we want to be on our way to God. Thank you, Luther, for joining me on Instagram and KLP. Thank you for joining me on Instagram. I thank God for all those that joined me there and those that are looking at it on Facebook. I can't see the comments. This is something new. But anyway, the way it is on Facebook now. But anyway, we just got to make sure that we want our hearts pure. I pray all the time, Lord, let my heart be a heart after thee. Then I also pray, Lord, make me a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for your use. These are the things I pray for daily. because I want that. That's what I really want. You know, I've got some things on my list that I would love God to bless me with. Those are the desires of my heart. But more than anything is that I want God. And so what are some of the things that causes our heart not to be pure? I think when we seek after things more than we're seeking after God, that causes us to be not in a pure place with God. And so we have to just make sure that, you know, our motives are clear for the things we want. I started looking at things, okay, so if I want that, how is that going to glorify God? How is that going to glorify God? You know what I'm saying? You have children out there. They are God's. They are a blessing to you. They're your blessing from God, and so they can give God glory. So I want things that are going to bless me to give God glory. What can I do to give God glory? How can I operate on today to give God glory? How do I take the spotlight off myself and put it back on God and give God glory? So that's why I just wanted to come on here today. I ain't going to be on here long because I don't even know how long I've been on here right now, so I don't even know. But anyway, I just wanted to come on and start my things back and make sure that I stay focused and stay faithful. And so we can talk about this heart, because what we want to do is have our heart right. One thing we don't want to happen is when the Lord does desire to call us along, and we want to hear, well done, my God, good and faithful servant. And so, what we don't want to hear is he never knew us. We don't want that. We don't want to say, Lord, did not teach in your name, did not prophesy in your name, did not do this and that. And he said, I never knew you. We don't want that to be our testimony. But we want to make sure that what we're doing is in a pure place and our heart is in the right place. And so so how do we be pure in heart? I want to talk about this. I wrote this down. It says we probably, let's see what I said. We want the light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's John 1:4. And so the light that can show us where we are comes from the light in us, which is just the Lord himself. So it's the Lord that is showing us things. When we spend time in the Lord's presence in prayer and in his word, we can ask the Lord to make our heart pure by praying. Lord, just make my heart pure. Make my heart pure. Let your light in me shine forth. We want those things because we want people to see the God in us and not us. That's what we want. And so those are just some of the things I want to talk about when we talk about a pure heart. A pure heart is singleness of thought. Its thought is to the Lord. It has got its on the Lord. The agenda is about God and not about yourself. It is about God. You're humble enough to relinquish who you are to make sure that God is the one that is glorified in your life. And so those are the things we want to do when we talk about a pure heart. I could go on and read through all these notes I got. But one of the things I will say, I'm talking about these 10 things that are 12 qualities of a pure heart. That's what I want to talk about. A pure heart, it has pure desires. First of all, it has pure desires. It loves God. It's filled with agape love. So it loves its neighbor. It loves its other people. It's filled with the Holy Spirit, a pure heart is. It loves to serve the Lord. It is good to other people. It is selfless. Now, that's something in today's world because there's so much narcissistic behavior, so much selfishness and self-centeredness. But a pure heart is selfless. And so that's what we want to be. It's free from guilt. It's holy. It honors God. And it's free from sin. So we want to make sure that whatever we're doing, that our motives are pure and that our heart is pure toward God. And we are seeking him. That's kingdom-mindedness. When we seek God, and we seek him out of a pure heart, that we are just turning it all over to him. So those are just some of the things I wanted to come drop by and say today, not a whole lot. So we're going to talk about that, and then we're going to keep talking about a heart after God. So I've always done this. And so if there's anybody out there under the sound of my voice that does not know the Lord in the parting of your sin, hopefully something that I said today will stir you, has stirred you to think about, Lord, is my heart pure? Is my purpose toward you? Or is my purpose thinking about all these other things that I want and I put those in front of you? We have to be careful that we don't put things in front of God. God has to remain first in our life. God has to remain in that first position. We can't put him in another. He can't. The other things can't come before him. He can't be secondary to these all these other things that life, that we have to do in life. Because it's just life, and we have to do. We have to go to work. We have to pay bills. We have to go to the grocery. We have to do all these things. We have to go eat. We have to drive a car. We have to have transportation. We want companionship. He made us that way. We want love. We want to be married. All these different things. And so those things are wonderful, and there's nothing wrong with wanting any of those things. But what he does not want us to do is put those things before him. And so we got to make sure that when we are wanting things, we're wanting them out of a pure heart and not out of a selfish heart or a self-centered heart or a heart that's seeking his hand and not his face. Make sure that you're seeking his face on a daily basis. Make sure you want to be in his presence and so that you can gain what you need to do, how to move forward, get your marching orders so that you can get your marching orders for the day. And so those are just some of the things. But once again, I want to say, if there's anybody out there that understands my voice that does not know the Lord in the part of your sin, this is an opportunity for you to give your life to God and find you a good Bible-believing teaching church, one that will continue to help you on your journey with God and help you continue to grow, because we need to continue to grow in the Lord. I sure hope I get my background and all this stuff fixed, but anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. So the Bible gives us clear direction over in Romans 10:9-10. In the King James Version, it says in verse 9 that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe that God has raised him from the dead, believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And then it says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we come faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is what God is saying, and this is that promise that he is making for that. So then, if you would just simply pray this prayer for me, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. And the life that I have lived, I need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary and died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sins. You said in the Bible that if I confess the Lord our God and believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that I shall be saved. And Lord, please not only save me, but I turn from my sin, and Lord, I ask you to come into my heart, and I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ into my heart and as my personal Savior. According to his word right now, I am saved. And then, Lord, please fill me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. So these, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I think if anybody prayed that prayer with me or anybody prayed that prayer later, if you are sincere in your heart, I believe that you are saved. Welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. You're accepted in the beloved, and welcome to the family. And so we just want to extend that invitation today. We're going to get on here and talk about this hard and get our momentum back up like we used to be. So anyway, guys, don't do it. And so I'm just so thankful for all that God has done. And so we ask you just to think about some things. This is a thought, hopefully a thought-provoking little pop-up to say, Lord, where are we? And am I coming to you out of a pure heart? This is something we have to search for ourselves, that we can't nobody answer for you. Grandmama can't answer for you. Your best friend can't answer for you. You have to search it for yourself and begin to have a conversation with God. And so he will give you the answer for it. And when you go in there and have them conversations, something I heard Bishop Hillier say, and I ain't never forgot what he said. He said, when you get ready to go to God and your devotion time, take you a pen and paper. And so you can write down what God is saying, because, you know, he's not obligated to repeat himself. And so you want to make sure you get it down the first time. Make sure you do that when you get ready to go in prayer. Take you some pen and a paper so that you can write down what you hear and listen for God. Don't pray. Don't limit yourself where you go in and do all that praying and then you don't have time to hear from God. make sure you set aside some time to hear from God. And I always say, you know, I love all of the stuff. You know, I'm on Clubhouse every day, listen to all. I go follow them all, Prophet Sheila King, and then Francis, Pastor Francina, and then Pastor John Eckhart. Then I go over there and Pastor Sandy's room, Prophet Gwendolyn. I go through all that, but I am up early enough to have a conversation with God before that. So, you know, I love corporate prayer. I love all of that. But you have to set aside time just for you and God. Put him back in first place. He should never leave that place. If you look at a throne and say first place, that's where God should be at. That's where he should be at. And you should be seeking him out of a pure heart. I am Denise Bryson. I'm a teacher and I'm an evangelist. That's what I say. Those are my giftings. That's where I am in the fivefold ministry. Yeah, I ain't no prophet. I ain't none of those things. But anyway, I love being amongst all that. Yeah, I just feel excited about all that. But I'm going to tell you something. Now, my pastor, he's an RSC. We're talking about on Wednesday night. We'll be talking about rejection. For all of you that have been struggling with that rejection, I'm telling you, y'all might want to tune in. I can't wait. I'm getting excited. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait for Wednesday night to come so I can get over there and hear what he's going to say about it. Ooh, he's preaching some more. I'm telling you. Go back over there. I can't do no justice. Go back out there to crosshouse.org and hear. So if you want to hear, and I know your pastor, wherever you were preaching the gospel this morning, you know what? Pray for your pastors and your leadership because they are pouring out. They're getting up early to get that. They fasting and praying during the week and having all these conversations, taking up this time. Pray for their strength. Pray for them. Y'all, we got to pray for them. Don't criticize. Pray. Help us, Lord, to do better. Not to criticize nobody, but to pray and make sure we cover them under the blood of Jesus Christ because they're going to need that. So I'm going to pray and I'm going to get out of here. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you and we magnify you. Lord, we ask you to bless this week, Father. And Lord, I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, as this night, as the weekend begins to come to a close and we get ready for Monday morning, oh God. Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, let there be peace in the communities tonight, Father. Lord, we're asking you, Lord Jesus, to let, hallelujah, oh God, I thank you. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless, hallelujah, our homes, oh God. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Let your angels be kept around about each of us. And even as we go to start out on tomorrow, God, if you declare that we will wake up tomorrow, Lord, we as the commute stars, oh God, we rebuke fatalities, oh God. We rebuke, hallelujah, accidents, oh God. We rebuke trucks and semis swerving in the lanes of people, Father. But God, we ask you, Lord, to bless our first responders. Bless every paramedic, every fireman, and every police officer, and every tow truck driver that has to arrive at the scenes of these situations, oh God. And Lord, we ask you to bless also, Lord, every medical emergency hospital unit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as patients come in and come and go, Lord Jesus, give them the wisdom they need to make the right diagnosis. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you, Lord, Lord, we rebuke, Lord Jesus, human trafficking, oh God. Lord, let somebody, they've been abducted, but Lord, let them be set free. Lord, we rebuke child abductions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord, we rebuke drive-by shootings and the shedding of innocent blood, Father. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, we rebuke criminal missions and criminal activity, oh God, and criminal assault. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, I leave to even bless our law enforcement officers as they're out and about tonight answering emergency calls, the firemen that got to answer emergency calls, the paramedics that got to go to emergency calls. Lord, we ask you to bless every 911 call taker, oh God, that has to hear, that has to answer the call. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they will code things the right way, that they will, you know, Lord, that they will get that they will get the people out there that need to be out there, Lord. And we're asking the Lord Jesus, we rebuke domestic violence, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we rebuke child molestation and Lord, we rebuke child incest. We rebuke it all in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against it, Lord, as school is getting ready to start back up. We ask you to bless every bus driver, Lord, every bus attendant, oh God. We ask you to bless every teacher, every principal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless every hall monitor, God. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless our cafeteria workers and our sanitation department workers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are God. Oh, God, we glorify you and we magnify your name. So, Lord, we ask you to bless, oh, God, every student that will begin to come back to school. Give them a mind to learn and not a mind for mischief. Oh, Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to let them get in school and let them be respectful, Father, in the name of Jesus. We rebuke disrespect for their parents. We rebuke disrespect from the children. We rebuke disrespect, how they disrespect their grandmothers. Lord, we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, let them come in with a mind alert. Bless every teacher, oh God, hallelujah. Give them a give, let them have a praying spirit, Father. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I never will shut up. Lord, that they will set the atmosphere in the room, hallelujah, with your glory, God. Oh God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, bless every nurse, every doctor, Father, hallelujah, that's in the hospital taking care of patients, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord, bless patients not to be mean and hateful, oh God. Lord, but bless them, oh God, to be kind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bless everyone that's going to work tomorrow, Lord, and they may be regretting, don't want to go because of the boss or something. Lord, we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. There will be peace on the job. We will have stress-free, conflict-free, worry-free days, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh, Lord, we bless your name and we praise your holy name, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We glorify you. Lord, bless somebody that need a financial miracle, oh, God. Lord, let them find the fish and the money and the fish, God, in the name of Jesus. Turn the situation around on their behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for promotions, oh, God. We thank you for financial increase, Father. Lord, we glorify you and we magnify you because you're so worthy, God. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all. We can even ask to think, touch somebody's body who's sick right now, oh God. Let your healing virtue flow like it did for the woman with the issue of blood. And they were made whole that very hour, God. Oh God, we thank you. Lord, avenge the adversary of somebody, Lord, like you did for the woman with the unjust judge. Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, like the centurion soldier said, just send your word, Lord, and the healing will be done. So, Lord, we thank you for that today, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for protection and all of them. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hey, oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Bless our soldiers, oh God, all over this world, our military, Lord, and whatever branch they in. Lord, we ask you to bless the pilots, God. Hallelujah, they're on these planes, oh God, and they're being worked, oh God, and there's a shortage, oh God. Bless them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we won't have any accidents with planes or no bus accidents, no travel accidents. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we glorify you. Open up doors where doors need to be open and shut doors where doors need to be shut, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. I pray that this prayer bless somebody all over this land and country, Lord. We thank you for it. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless somebody whose mind may be struggling with mental health situations. Touch them, Father. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, heal them in their mind and in their emotions, Father. We rebuke addictive behavior, God. Drug addiction, food addiction, sex addiction. Hallelujah. Drug addiction. Hallelujah. Alcohol addiction. Lord, it's not too hard for you. Heal, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless and praise your name. Bless our hearts to be pure toward thee, oh God. Other levels, pray. Amen and amen. We ask the Lord to be blessed by this week and that this week will be a blessing to you and you will have a stress-free, worry-free, conflict-free okay, a week, oh God. And we thank you to be safe and we thank you. And we've been on here about a little over 30 minutes. I'm getting off of here. God bless each and every one of you. Join us. Oh, we're going to move the night watch to Saturday. Instead of on Friday. On Friday, a little hard. Friday's a little hard. And so we're going to move it to Saturday night. We're going to pray before, you know, on the night watch on Saturday. And then maybe the Lord will bless us as we get more people that we'll have somebody that can be a help to us. And we can do it Friday and Saturday night. But right now, we're going to move it to Saturday. So it'll be Saturday at 9 o'clock as well on the night watch. And then we'll be back here on the Prosperous Souls broadcast on next week. God bless you. May God keep you and just pray everything goes well. So thank God for everybody. God bless each and every one of you that joined me. Hallelujah. Those that logged in, those that called in, those that listen to the broadcast later. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Let's try to end this. There we go. God bless you on Instagram.